This is Ozarks at Large, and I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudhokar. A memorial service will take place today for Maria Haley, the Arkansas Economic Development Director, who died last week at the age of 70. The service will begin at 1 p.m. at the Clinton Presidential Library in Little Rock. Ms. Haley was a longtime advisor to Mr. Clinton during his time as both governor and president. She was also one of the first people recruited by Governor Mike Beebe when he took office, and during his weekly radio address, he had praise for her many accomplishments.
Maria did more for Arkansas in her lifetime than most people will ever fully know. Her legacy will be our continued success in raising Arkansas's stature in a global economy. Her tireless pursuit of jobs will go forward at AEDC and in the communities she worked with across the state. Along with Maria's family, we mourn the loss of this great and gracious lady, whose accomplishments were many and whose presence and counsel will be deeply missed.
Governor Beebe said it was telling that on the day she died, he was breaking ground on a wind energy plant being built in Osceola, which she helped bring to the state. The Fort Smith Area Community Foundation has announced a new endowment fund in the memory of former Mayor C. Ray Baker Jr., who passed away earlier this year. Susan Kraft, the executive director of the foundation, says the fund will benefit the causes that were dear to Mayor Baker.
He was a teacher for 40 years at Southside High School, so education for our kids and young teenagers was very important to him. And then we also know that he was so proud of the parks that we have in Fort Smith and making our city beautiful.
The foundation has set an initial goal of $10,000 for the fund balance to begin accruing dividends from the endowment investment. To make a contribution to the Ray Baker Endowment Fund, call Susan Kraft at 479-484-5150. All donations are tax deductible. Drought conditions in Arkansas are expected to continue and worsen in the next 3 months. National Weather Service meteorologist John Robinson says dry weather conditions will spread into areas of eastern and northeast Arkansas that are not currently having a drought.
Another thing that I'm concerned about is that as we get into fall, typically we get cold fronts coming through. Quite a bit of windy weather for a day or two after a front passes. And with the dry conditions and windy weather, that would indicate a good chance that the fire danger will increase.
Robinson says a large portion of western and southern Arkansas is suffering the most severe drought conditions already. He says even though Arkansas is faring better than other states like Texas and Oklahoma, the drought has forced ranchers to sell off herds because there is not enough forage. Gas prices in Arkansas are almost a nickel cheaper this week than they were last week. The website ArkansasGasPrices.com says the average gallon of gas today is 4.8 cents cheaper than this time last week. The average gallon of gas in the state is now $3.42. The national average is $3.61 a gallon. A new Talk Business Hendricks College poll suggests more Arkansas residents approve of the job their congressman is doing than disapprove. But none of the four members of the U.S. House earned approval ratings above 50%. 3rd District Representative Steve Womack has the highest ratings with a 44% approval mark. Outgoing Democrat Mike Cross earned a 43% approval rating. The poll was conducted late last week and has a margin of error of 4%. Tomorrow, poll numbers relating to the president's job will be released. The Arkansas soccer team split a pair of matches this weekend in Colorado. The Razorbacks defeated Air Force 2-1 Friday night, then lost at Colorado College 5-0 yesterday. The Razorback volleyball team is now 1-1 in SEC play after the weekend. Arkansas defeated Alabama Friday night in Tuscaloosa, but lost at Mississippi in five games yesterday afternoon.